I'm Ruth Kramer with Mission Network News. Slavic Gospel Association's Joel Griffith says it's been 25 years since the Berlin Wall fell and communism began losing its ironclad grip on society. But recent developments, especially those in Ukraine, have SGA partners concerned that the Iron Curtain could be going back up.
Shortly after President Vladimir Putin came to power, he made that statement about the collapse of the Soviet Union being the greatest geopolitical disaster. These activities that have taken place in the past few months have Ukrainian churches very concerned.
Find the full report at missionnetworknews.org. Next, a year ago this week, Typhoon Haiyan swept across the Philippines, destroying thousands of lives. Though tragedy struck, hope came. With the help and donations of thousands of people, Advancing Native Missions was able to send 12 Typhoon Relief Missions teams in. The teams have already helped over 10,000 families by handing out relief and food items, hundreds of Bibles, and sharing the hope in Christ. But the survivors still need help. To find out how you can get involved, visit our website. And we're uncovering a secret that might surprise you. Family Christian store Steve Biondo says one of the world's largest child trafficking hubs is just a hop, skip, and a jump away from the southern U.S. coastline.
800 Haitian children are trafficked across the border every month, and traffickers charge just an average of $80 per head to sell these children to brothel owners.
That's why Family Christian and Destiny Rescue are teaming up to save innocent lives in the Dominican Republic. They're starting an operation that will rescue trafficked kids, restore their childhoods, and introduce them to Jesus. You can find more details at missionnetworknews.org. You've been listening to Mission Network News, a daily news service of Cornerstone University of Grand Rapids, Michigan. You can sign up to get our daily e-news blast for free. Go to missionnetworknews.org, type in your email address, and you'll have up-to-date missions news every day. That's missionnetworknews.org. I'm Ruth Kramer.